Now, for some of you that aren't in the Bible Institutes, every Bible Institute student that's enrolled in this course, the 300 of them, have an electronic copy of this book. Bonnie and I have donated that to all the Bible Institutes where we teach around the world, and they're the ones that are watching this course. But all of you that have joined us on YouTube, you can see on a slide, it's called Living Hope for the End of Days, and it's studying for one solid year. It's 365 daily devotionals. It's taking this course for a whole year, 5 minutes a day, so you can kind of digest it. And this book, as it says on the slide, is a course for believers who want to say, I want to tune up my view of world events. Do you ever get scared, depressed, or troubled by the news? Well, God's Word gives us, and that's the title, Living Hope for the End of Days. And basically, the message of this book is there are only healthy Christians and sick Christians. There isn't middle ground. There aren't kind of so-so. Either you're healthy or you're sick. Now, I want to tell you about David. He lived in New England. He was unemployed, a pot-smoking, addicted gamer, living in his mom's basement, totally afraid of people, wasting away in depression and despair. That's when I met him. He hit bottom, started looking for the truth. His godly mom prayed and said he should seek God. So he went to his computer and turned the game off for a while and started searching online and found these videos of Revelation, an earlier class I'd done 3 years ago. He started watching these classes and God began working in his heart and he started going to church. And there he was responding to the message. He came to Christ in that church. He got baptized in that church. And now he's at work. He finally is employed. And his mom is amazed. You know what that means? He has become signed by God. He got saved. God forgave, justified, regenerated, reconciled, adopted, and redeemed him. And he's functioning like a healthy believer. By the way, what's a healthy believer? Well, I call these seven vital signs. And just before we go, let me just walk you through them. Number one, a healthy believer is prompted by love. What does that mean? Jesus said this, "He that has my commandments and keeps them is the one that loves me." The reason I obey the Lord is not because I'm afraid he's going to hit me, but I'm prompted by love. A healthy believer is, secondly, as you see on the next slide, trained by grace. Titus 2:11 says, "The grace of God that saves us teaches us to deny ungodliness." Number three, a healthy believer makes choices every day. Do you remember a few days ago we studied this, that you put off the old man, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new creation you are? Those are daily choices. The Christian life isn't like push the button for autopilot and boom. No, it's a struggle. Paul called it a race of endurance. He said it's like wrestling. He said it's like combat. We make daily choices. We start making a sacred vow. Have you ever made the sacred vow of Psalm 101:3? Have a whole section on how to get that life of purity. You know what that verse says? I have made a covenant with my eyes that I will not look on evil. Have you decided that you're not going to look on evil on your digital device? It doesn't mean evil won't be on it. It means you don't go looking for it. And if it shows up, you turn away from evil. That's a sacred vow. Number five, what do you do with all the stuff like our gamer, David, kind of exposed himself to in the basement all those years? Well, God wants to purge the old files. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your minds? Let God purge the bad files, the pictures, the memories, the hurts, the things that defeat us. He can purge those away. Number six, reclaim boldness. Remember, the righteous are as bold as a lion. You know what Hebrews 10:22 says? Let us draw near to God in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed, knowing that we're His. Finally, what all of us have probably learned over the years, we need to renew our consecration. What is this? Romans 12. Present yourselves a living sacrifice to God. My question is, has God signed your life? Have you been born again? Are you forgiven and justified and regenerated and become God's friend, adopted into his family? He redeemed you and now he wants to sanctify you? Do you know what that means? It means God wants us to be healthy believers. Prompted by his love, taught by his grace, making daily choices with sacred vows, letting him purge us from all those things that defeat us, reclaiming holy boldness, and every day renewing our consecration to God.